You know, before I traveled to England, I didn't realize that there were so many different dynamics at play when someone is speaking with either an American or a British dialect. I mean, what some people don't realize is how much accents vary all over the United States and all over the UK. With the strongly regional forms, I can't even understand someone from my own country, especially in the southern states, let alone someone with a thick Cockney accent or something. It just sounds so weird to me.
And with all the slang, I can imagine it'd be a nightmare to understand. Generally, people in the north have very strong accents. We sometimes have to watch films shot in our own country with subtitles. But what I find so brilliant is how the vocabulary itself changes so much.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how much it changes. Well, we can talk about some general differences that people may not be familiar with.
Or clued up on.
Exactly.
For instance, yesterday, you asked me what I was going to be doing on the weekend, and it sounded a bit odd to me because we say at the weekend. I even know an Australian who says in the weekend. To me, the weekend is not a surface. You can't be on or in them.
But what about the days of the week? On Monday? How come Saturdays can be surfaces but not weekends? Your way makes no sense.
That's kind of true. Grammar in general is pretty mystifying to me. Also, when you asked where the gas station was, the first thing that popped in my head was, you're looking for a gas canister station. What? And I had to remember that it meant petrol station for your car.
Yeah, I once heard someone say lorry for what we would call a truck. And it caught me off guard because that's my mom's name.
You mean mum?
No, my mum's name? It's not something I associate with traffic.
It's bonkers when you think about it. We also use the metric system. Meters, centigrade, litres, and so forth.
Right, whereas we use feet, Fahrenheit, and gallons. They're actually the outdated British measurements.
It's strange. You are the newer country, and yet generally Americans speak an older form of English.
In some ways, yeah. I mean, we're just talking about spoken examples right now, not even getting into the differences on paper.